South Carolina poll, Biden dominates due to advantage among black voters. By Harris Alic on July 25, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden looms over the field of 2020 Democrats in South Carolina thanks in part to his advantage among black voters. Biden, who has struggled to explain his relationship with segregationists in opposition to busing, still dominates the presidential race in the Palmetto State, according to a new poll released by Monmouth University on Thursday. South Carolina is considered one of the most important states in the early nominating contest because of its position on the primary calendar, right before Super Tuesday, and its heavily African-American electorate. The results show Biden taking first place with 39%, an advantage of 27 points over his nearest challenger, when polled against the rest of the field. Far behind in second place was Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, with 12%. Closely trailing Harris, albeit within the margin of error, were Senators Bernie Sanders, DBT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, at 10 and 9%, respectively. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg lodged in fifth place with 5%. Surprisingly, the poll found billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer, a recent addition to the race, tied with Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, at 2%. The rest of candidates polled at either 1% or lower. Apart from measuring outright support, the poll also rated all of the 25 candidates running in terms of favorability. Biden also topped his fellow White House hopefuls by having the overall most positive rating, with 79% of respondents viewing him favorably, compared to only 9% unfavorably. Warren followed with a favorability rating of 67% to 7% unfavorable. Sanders, who lost South Carolina overwhelmingly in 2016, also had a favorable rating of 67%, but his unfavorable numbers, 14%, were higher. Harris, on the other hand, was viewed with favorably by 64% of voters, with only 6% viewing her unfavorably. All of the other candidates polled below a 50% favorable, resulting from many of them being unknown in the state. Biden's commanding position in South Carolina is due in part to his support within the black community. Across the South, black voters are increasingly a substantial portion of the Democrat electorate. That is especially true in South Carolina, where more than 6 in 10 likely Democratic primary voters are African American, according to Monmouth. Both Warren and Harris polled in higher favorability among white voters than African Americans. Warren was viewed favorably by 85% of white voters, while only 9% reported an unfavorable opinion. Harris, meanwhile, was seen favorably by 77% of whites and unfavorably by only 5%. The two men were tied among black voters, with 56% indicating a favorable opinion and 7% unfavorable. Sanders also did better with black voters than whites. 68% favorable to 9% unfavorable among African Americans, compared to 64% favorable and 23% unfavorably, but the numbers were within the margin of error. When the poll broke down candidate preference based on race, Biden took an explicit majority among black voters. The frontrunner polled 51%, more than doubling the 24% he garnered with white voters. His nearest challenger, Harris, only received 12% among African Americans, matching her level of support with whites. Sanders too pulled in the same share from both groups, 10%. Warren and Buttigieg, however, trailed far behind with only 2% and 1% among black voters, respectively. Monmouth conducted the poll between July 18 through July 22 by surveying 695 registered voters from South Carolina. In order to ensure the poll reflected those likely to show up on primary day, respondents were chosen from a list of registrants that voted in the last two election cycles. The poll had a margin of error of +/-4.9 percentage points. The results bode good news for Biden. Since June, the former vice president has been engulfed in controversy for praising the civility of two segregationist Democrats, the late Senators James Eastland, DMS, and Herman Talmadge, DGA. Biden invoked the men, who dedicated their careers to halting the progress of civil rights, at a fundraiser in New York City while touting his ability to get things done in Congress. The remarks, which were controversial in their own right, only served to underscore his 40-year record of opposing busing to desegregate public schools. Harris was quick to rebuke the former vice president over the issue at the first Democrat presidential debate. "It was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing," Harris said. "There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. That little girl was me. So I will tell you that on this subject, it cannot be an intellectual debate, we have to take it seriously." The rebuke left Biden reeling to respond, something civil rights leaders like Reverend Jesse Jackson have claimed the former vice president has still yet to do properly.